You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The tolls for driving on Bay Area bridges could go up by $3 in the coming years. Tomorrow, the Bay Area Toll Authority is expected to approve the increase, meaning it would have to be passed by voters in June. To explain the proposal and tell us how we got here, KALW's transportation reporter Eli Wertschafter is here in studio with us. Hey, Eli.
Hi, Hannah.
So, Eli, tell me about this proposal to increase bridge tolls. What are the basics of the plan?
The Toll Authority is looking at hiking tolls for all Bay Area bridges except for the Golden Gate Bridge. Mm-hmm. These are bridges where right now the basic toll is $5. The Bay Bridge, it varies between $4 and $6 depending on the time of day.
Right.
Now there's a proposal to raise the tolls by $3 on those bridges over the next 7 years. So it would be $1 more in 2019, another dollar in 2022, and finally one more dollar in 2025. So if you're used to crossing the Bay Bridge now during rush hour and paying $6, that could go up to $9.
And how much money would that raise?
It would raise about $4.5 billion over the next 25 years, according to the plan.
Okay. So where would all that money go?
I have a friend who, as a kid, thought that bridge toll workers must be the richest people in the world because she assumed they get to keep all the money personally. But that's not actually how it works. The toll money goes to transportation projects around the Bay Area. In this case, about two-thirds funds public transit. Mm-hmm. The biggest items are funding for new BART cars, for extending BART to San Jose, and for extending Caltrain into downtown San Francisco. There's also money for highway projects, especially in Marin and Contra Costa, but largely the toll increase would take money from drivers and spend it on improvements to public transportation.
Okay, so who likes this and who does not?
So this proposal started out in the state legislature, where the main author was Jim Beal from the South Bay. And it passed in the legislature along party lines, with Democrats in favor, Republicans opposed. Mm. The toll increase has been backed by the main local business groups in the Bay Area and by a group that represents construction companies and unions, and also by organizations that support building more public transit.
Mm-hmm.
One of those pro-transit groups supporting the measure is Transform, based in Oakland, and I happened to run into their director, Stuart Cohn, last Friday. We were both at an event where BART was rolling out the first car in their new fleet.
We're very supportive of the increase. It's going to be funding a number of critical projects, including new BART cars, and there'll be lots of funding for Muni. There'll be money for bike trails. It's critical that we get this funding.
He also said that higher tolls would cause some people to carpool or take public transit instead, and therefore improve traffic.
Okay, so charging more to drivers so they eventually decide to take public transit. I'm guessing some drivers are not happy with that.
You are right. There's a petition online calling for the Toll Authority to reject this proposal. It has over 20,000 supporters so far signing the petition. And there's a lot of angry comments. A woman who identifies herself as Christine A. wrote,
"Rich people can afford to live in the Bay Area. A lot of people who work there cannot afford to live there. And that means paying bridge tolls. The tolls hurt the people who can least afford it."
And here's another comment from Gwen M., who wrote,
"As a business owner, I travel all over the Bay Area. It's getting impossible to afford living here. Not another toll increase."
Despite that sentiment, polls show that a majority of Bay Area voters could support increasing tolls. Hmm. The Metropolitan Transportation Commission did a survey of more than 4,000 Bay Area residents. 54% supported the toll hike. And that number went up to 60% once they were told what the money would go towards.
So what's next? How would this proposed toll increase become a reality?
So the next step is this meeting tomorrow by the Bay Area Toll Authority.
Mm-hmm.
That's a group of 21 officials, including San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo, Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff, and San Francisco Supervisor Jane Kim. And so far, the group has supported moving the toll increase forward. So we can expect them to give a final approval tomorrow.
Okay, and then what?
Then it goes before voters this June in the 9 counties of the Bay Area. The measure would have to pass by a simple majority of all voters in those counties.
Okay.
So until June, expect a lot of debate on what would be called Regional Measure 3, or its official title, the Bay Area Traffic Relief Plan.
Okay, sounds like we'll probably be seeing this on the June ballot. Thank you, Eli.
Thanks, Anna.